I'll just tell you one ha'aron of flaw that the hafla says. It's actually in Panim Yafis ala Teira, and it's also in Sefer HaMakna in Mesechtes Kedushin Daf Ches Amud Beis. And that is, Rabbi Yitzchak holds that a Baal Chayv is kind of mashkin, right? That's his shita, that when a Baal Chayv, the Malva takes the mashkin, he is kind of the mashkin, and he based it on a pasuk. The pasuk says, Hoshev toshev leyes ha'avoyt kevoy ha'shemesh, v'shocha b'sal masoy uveirachecha ulucho tiet stok lefnei Hashem alokech. Says Rabbi Yitzchak, when the Malva gives the mashkin to the Loyva, ulucho tiet staka. It's considered staka. Why is it considered staka? He's doing what the Torah said you should do. Right? Where's the staka? Says it must be mikan lo b'chayv shekoyne mashkin. So really, it's mine, and hayoyis it's mine. If I give you my nazach, essentially what I'm giving you is tzedaka. That's a raya that it's mine. Frey Tosfos in Kedushin Daf Ches Amud Beis tzedaka minayevim toimar ikit staka mimay sheyachsel leilishkei vala. He says, I never really understood Rabbi Yitzchak's deik, that from the fact that it says, that's a raya, that you're kind of the mashkin, the tzedaka is that you're being a righteous person. The Torah says that you should give it back to the loiva, so you're giving back to the loiva. What do you see over there? Mikan shabal choyv kind of mashkin. So Torah says two terutzim. The second teretz Torah says is that the word tzedaka, just the word tzedaka means that you're giving something that's yours. That's the taich of the word tzedaka. And being that tzedaka always means you're giving something that's yours, so if it says, ulchati, it's tzedaka, by definition, it means you're kind. It's not so much from the halacha of the Torah that Rabbi Yitzchak was coming from, but it was more from the word, the choice of words. Tzedaka means you're giving something that belongs to you, and that's how we knew ulchati, it's tzedaka. But it says, dafla, yesh loyma, that the Gemara says in Masechtas Bava Metziah, daf kuf dalet, that if a Baal Chayv takes a mashkin and he gives it to the loiva, which midine Torah you had to do every single day, right? If it's something that the arman needs for the day, you have to give it to him bright and early in the morning. And if he needs it at night, you have to give it to him by shkia, right? This is something that the Torah says you're obligated to do. What happens if it wears and tears, right? What happens if something happens to it? If something happens to it, the halacha is that the malva ends up losing. Right? What do we see in our Gemara? Ahani ksiva legeroyin. And the way Rashi explained it, by the way, Tosfos explains the Gemara the same way, is ahani ksiva legeroyin, because ordinarily, if a malva gives the mashkin back to the loiva, and then there's some wear and tear, something happens to it, who's the one that ends up losing? The malva's the one that ends up losing. And the truth is, says the hafla, hagabatzmacha, it's pashat, that's the way it should be. Do the back of the envelope arithmetic. If a malva has a mashkin, and he gives it now to the loiva, and something happens, how do you view this in halacha? The loiva is a shayel. He's using it, wear and tear. It's mesa machas malacha. Mesa machas malacha, we know the shayel is pater. So it's pashut that that's the way it is. If that's the way it is, that means that every single time the malva took the mashkin and he gave it to the loiva, his mashkin was losing a little bit of value, which means he was going to lose a little bit. You know what you're doing? You're giving charity. You're giving tzedakah. And that floss is meyerdik. He says, bishloima, if the Baal Chayv is kind of the mashkin, so pshat is, this is my mashkin. This is my zach. This is mine. And when I collect the Chayv, I'm going to collect from this, that's mine. So when I give it to you, I'm a mashal. When you take it from me, you're a shayel. It's mesa machmas malach, you're going to be potter. If, however, the Baal Chayv is not kind of the mashkin, so who owns the mashkin right now? The loiv is the one that owns the mashkin. If that's the case, and it goes down in value, it depreciates. When it comes time for me to collect the chayv, you can't give me a mashkin that's worth 80 cents on the dollar for what the loan was. You're going to have to be the one that makes up the difference. So the reason that I'm losing is because I was kind of the mashkin. Hence, I'm a mashal, you're a shayel, mesa machmas malach, you're going to be potter. If, however, I never acquired it, and then you use it in this wear and tear, and ends up going down in value, so you're the one that's going to have to incur the loss. I didn't lose anything. So, zok ta hafla, tois has the kasha, I understand. Wachoti, it's dach, and mikancha b'achoyb, kind of mashkin. It's a tzedakah, because you're giving it back. Says the hafla. Giving it back means you're doing chesed. But if Baal Chayv is kind of mashkin, you're actually giving charity. What's the difference between chesed and charity? Chesed means you do chesed. You do a chesed. Staka means when you literally, you take a prut and you give it to somebody. That's what staka is. From the parasha of mashkin, you see that the Baal Chayv may lose by giving the mashkin back to the loiva. Where do you see that? In the fact that the Torah refers to it not as chesed, but the Torah refers to it as charity, it's tzedakah. Where's the tzedakah? The fact that he gets the wear and tear, and he doesn't have to make you whole now for that wear and tear, because we look at him as a shayalus potter by mesa machmas belacha. If that's the case, every single time you return it to him, you're giving charity. And right, just to be clear, in our Gemara, it was a more dramatic case, but you're giving the loiva to mashkin for 3 months, whatever, we just picked that arbitrary number. You're giving it to him for a long period of time. But even in the day in, day out, the daily back and forth between the Malv and the Loiva, this daily wear and tear. And that daily wear and tear is coming on whose cheshbon? It's coming on the cheshbon of the Malv. Oh, must be he's giving tzedakah. And that's what the Torah means when it says, ulechati tzedakah. But why is that the case? Oh, because he's a shayl. Why is he a shayl? Because you're a mashal. Why am I a mashal? It's not mine. Oh, must be. I'm a mashkin. That's the raya. I'm a mashal. You're a shayl. Mesa machas malacha. Where do you see it from the fact that he said tzedakah? As opposed to what, Frank Toysfus? As opposed to chesed. That's the deer. As opposed to chesed, that flaw says it's in Potom Yofis on that passing in Parshas Kiseitse. And he says it in the Sefer HaMatna in Mesechtes Kedushin, Da'av Ches.